Hello and welcome. You're watching Left, Right and Center. I'm Vedant Agarwal. Breaking news coming in. Well, the BJP has released its fifth list and it has all the crucial states from West Bengal, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, Gujarat, also Bihar. Most candidates from Bihar after that seat sharing agreement was finalized with Nitish Kumar and Chirag Paswad there as well. So 15 candidates, 17 candidates from Bihar. Remember, there was a 17-16 arrangement with the JDU as far as Bihar is concerned. So, you know, heavyweights like Giriraj Singh, Ravi Shankar Prasad, R.K. Singh fielded from Bihar. And looking at Himachal, well, certainly a big name. You have Kangna Ranaut who will be contesting from Mandi in Himachal Pradesh. A lot of interest around that as well. Karnataka as well, you have the BJP announcing its remaining candidates. In Maharashtra, the BJP has announced three candidates so far. This as, you know, that alliance trouble continues for the Mahayuti. The BJP also announcing a significant chunk of names for Uttar Pradesh. You have Menaka Gandhi, who has been fielded by the BJP. Still no clarity on Varun Gandhi. Menaka Gandhi will contest from Sultanpur, which has been her constituency. Now, looking at West Bengal, of course, a significant chunk from West Bengal as well. 19 candidates being fielded from West Bengal. You have Amrita Roy from Krishnanagar. She will be taking on Mahua Moitra, who is contesting from Krishnanagar. You have Rekha Patra also being fielded by the BJP. Tapas Roy from Kolkata North. You also have Agnimitra Paul from Medinipur. So interesting there. Vasudha Venu Gopal is now joining us live. So Vasudha, Bihar seems to be the most interesting. As you know, for the first time the JDU has a lesser number of seats than the BJP. There was a 17-16 arrangement. What are some of your big takeaways from this fifth list? Also Kangna Ranaut, you know, a lot of interest around Kangna Ranaut contesting from Mandi as well.
And Arun Govil, remember the man who played Ram in the Ramayana that we all watched as kids? He has been fielded from Meerut. Apart from that, Wayanad, the party has also declared the candidate for Wayanad. K. Surendran, who has been the party president for Kerala BJP, he is going to be, you know, contesting against Wayanad. Jagdish Shettar is the man who basically, you know, created this big controversy that BJP is against Lingayat. He has been fielded from Belgaon. There was a lot of discussion as to whether to field him or not. Remember, the BJP initially had this whole cutoff of 75 seats. It was trying to, you know, like do away with some of its old senior faces, saying that, you know, the organization needs more energy, but clearly there is some compromise that has come. Chikmalapur, you'll see the former health minister K. Sudhakar being fielded. So clearly the Karnataka conundrum has been solved. Maharashtra is yet to be solved, so that's why you don't see the candidates from there. Apart from that, the big name, like you said, Kangna Ranaut, fielded from Mandi, which is also the home constituency of Jairam Thakur, the leader of opposition and former chief minister of you know, Himachal Pradesh. Apart from that, the party has also fielded candidates for Vadodara, where the sitting MP and the person who was named as a candidate actually withdrew her resignation. So they've gone ahead with this. Hemang Joshi, who's a Brahmin candidate, this is also the old constituency of the prime minister. Many changes out there in also Bihar. Of course, they've repeated a lot of old faces. I can see Rajiv Pratap Rudi, Giriraj Singh, Ravi Shankar Prasad, Ram Kripal Yadav, R.K. Singh. These are all old faces. So clearly, and Radha Mohan Singh, Sanjay Jaiswal, these are all old faces. So clearly, that is where the BJP does not want to take a risk. Andhra also, all six seats that the BJP is going to contest on, you know, in this tie-up with TDP and Pawan Kalyan's Jansena party, that has been announced. So the person who joined the BJP today from Tirupati, Prasad Rao, he is being fielded from Tirupati. And of course, Kiran Kumar Reddy, former chief minister of Andhra Pradesh, he has been fielded from Rajampet. Bengal, I think, is the most interesting. There is a battle of royals everywhere. Mysuru, you saw BJP, you know, fielding a royal, the prince. Then, of course, in Tripura, we saw the sister of Pradyo, Tripura Mota chief. She's going to be fielded. And now we have a royal from Bengal fighting Miss Mahua Moitra. Arjun Singh, the strong man of Barakpur, who went to the TMC, came back to BJP. He also has been fielded from Barakpur. He's known to be somebody who is really influential in that area. He's going to be fielded against Partha Bhaumik. Dilip Ghosh, the former BJP chief of West Bengal, his constituency has changed. He has been fielded from Dakshin, this Bardhaman Durgapur, Bardhaman Durgapur, and that is where Shatrughan Sinha has, Kirti Azad has been fielded from. Asansol, still I can't see that, and Agnimitra Paul again has been transferred to Midnapur. So many changes out there, but of course BJP has gone with existing names. So I think that would be the most interesting names as of now. But Arun Govil, of course, and Jitin Prasada, the minister in Yogi cabinet, has been has replaced Mr. Varun Gandhi. Remember, Varun Gandhi has been talking against the government for a long time. But his mother, of course, has been given a seat from Miss from of course Sultanpur, and Atul Garg, who is an MLA. Who's been an MLA and he's been a Purv Mantri. He replaces VK Singh in Ghaziabad. His name was also doing rounds. We also have Sita Soren, who joined the BJP recently. She has been fielded. Debashri Chaudhary, MOS, former MOS, has also been refielded. So in MP, largely in Bengal also, I think the party has gone ahead, and also in Bihar, party has gone ahead with many of its existing MPs.
Right. In Bihar, as you rightly pointed out, Basudha, the BJP leaving nothing to chance, because, you know, of course, that seat sharing arrangement was also reached at after much back and forth. In fact, Naveen Jindal, who just joined the BJP moments ago, has been fielded from Kurukshetra, where he contested from earlier from the Congress as well. Harsha Kumari Singh is with us. And Harsha, some interesting names from Rajasthan as well. Your key takeaways before I go to UP, where, remember, Menaka Gandhi has been refielded from Sultanpur, but Varun Gandhi has been replaced from Pilibhit. So UP is very interesting. But over to you, Harsha, on Rajasthan first.
Yeah, Lewis, actually the most interesting news from Rajasthan is really from the Congress. So Sunil Sharma, very prestigious seat, Jaipur, he was fielded from Jaipur, and Sunil Sharma, first timer actually, he's more of an educationist, known for the Gyan Vihar University, was given the prestigious seat of Jaipur, but the Congress has had to change that. And they've replaced him with Pratap Singh Khacharyawas, former minister in the Gehlot cabinet. Now that all happened because it appeared that on social media, Sunil was associated with Jaipur Dialogues, a very controversial forum run by a former IAS officer, Mr. Dixit. And after that, you know, there were statements on that that had come out, which were anti-Gandhi, anti a certain section of society. Shashi Tharoor objected to it, you know, and after that, I think the Congress has done a rethink. Sunil, of course, did release a statement saying he really had nothing to do with Jaipur Dialogues, and actually he was putting across the Congress's point of view, ideological point of view. But I think somewhere the party decided not to have any controversy over you know, a seat like Jaipur, which is really a prestige seat. And as far as the other seats are concerned, well, it's clear that, you know, the rest of the seats have been declared. Very, very interesting. Rao Rajendra is fielded from Jaipur Rural. It used to be a Jat Rajput seat. So Rao Rajendra replaces Rajyavardhan Rathore. The BJP has decided to go with a Rajput face. Also very, very interesting. I think you're going to have a husband and wife MLA MP team. This is the former royal family of Mewar. We already have Vishwaraj Singh as the MLA, and now his wife has been given a ticket from the very same constituency. Very, very unlikely for the BJP to do that. Why they've done it is anybody's guess. I think there was some kind of a power leverage happening behind the scenes there. Also, you know, the big stalwarts of the BJP, Rajendra Singh Rathore and Satish Punia, who we thought would be given a seat, a ticket, have not actually been given tickets. You know, they'll probably have to step back, let the new leadership take place, move ahead, and, you know, the reins will be in the hands of the new leadership. Satish Punia has been sent off to Haryana. Rajendra Rathore has not made the cut. So that's an interesting news as far as Rajasthan politics is concerned.
Right.
Also, one MP who lost, Bhagirath Chaudhary, has been fielded again. So that's another interesting seat. And of course, I think the rest of it is very, very micro. I don't think you'll be too interested in it, Vedant, but I certainly am.
We are always open to all your political insights, Harsha ma'am. But Vasudha, going back to you, you know, West Bengal also extremely interesting. As you said, in the east, it's really, you know, a battle of royals. I can see Mara also joining us. Saurabh is joining us from West Bengal. Tanishq is with us as well. So Mara, over to you. Your big takeaways from the fifth list of the BJP. Interesting there how the BJP in this particular list has repeated a lot of sitting MLAs, sitting MPs, because in the other list, it was all about the new faces and, you know, sort of a generational change.
Yes, and I would say that women balancing as well, gender balancing, which has been done. In this list of 111, there are 20 women candidates as well, which includes Purandeshwari and Aparajita Sarangi, Member of Parliament from Bhubaneswar, who's being repeated. But let me give a word particularly on Bihar, my home state. Yes. You know, Ravi Shankar Prasad, the former minister, presently MP from Patna Sahib, will be contesting again. Ram Kirpal Yadav, an MP, and he's been fielded again. There was a lot of speculation on whether power minister will be refielded. R.K. Singh has got his constituency back from ARA, and Rajiv Pratap Rudi, again a surprise, because remember midterm he was dropped from his skill development ministry. This is the constituency from where Lalu Yadav's daughter, who donated him kidney, Rohini is likely to contest. So it will be a contest between Rohini Yadav and Rajiv Pratap Rudi. If I were to move, not much of a surprise in the Bihar list. Going ahead, again, I would say that there is a surprise candidate. The filmy entry, there are two filmy entries which have happened. One, of course, Kangana Ranaut in Mandi, which comes in Himachal Pradesh. And also, in Uttar Pradesh, you have the person who played the role of Lord Ram. So, it's an interesting choice. In Uttar Pradesh, it was almost expected that Pilibhit, Varun Gandhi won't be fielded. So that has been the case. In fact, the sitting minister there, Jitin Prasada, a former Congress leader himself, part of Rahul Gandhi's team, is going to be the candidate from Pilibhit. But among the two Gandhis, the BJP has chosen Manika Gandhi, who will be recontesting from Sultanpur as well. So I think there are several surprises, but several guesses as well. 111, yes. Abhijit Gangopadhyay, who we spoke to soon after he quit from judiciary and joined the BJP. He is a candidate as expected from Tamluk. Two joinings that have happened today. One, of course, recent days. First of Naveen Jindal, who is the candidate now from Kurukshetra of the BJP. And also Sita Soren from the Soren family, Hemant Soren's family, and daughter-in-law of Shibu Soren, who's the patron of JMM, has been fielded as well. So I think those who have quit the Congress or quit any other political party and have joined, that joining has happened with a reason, because they have been given a ticket here because they were seen as strong strong candidates in those respective seats.
And a case in point is also Jagdish Shettar, who just returned to the BJP, Lingayat strongman. He's also been rewarded, and he's been fielded from Belgaum as well, as Vasudha also pointed out earlier. Tanishq is with us as well. So Tanishq, interesting, there was a lot of talk about Varun Gandhi and Menaka Gandhi. Menaka Gandhi being refielded from Sultanpur, Varun Gandhi replaced. What are some of the big takeaways from UP?
Well, of course, this was very much expected, Vedant, but I would like to talk about, the gang war that was going on in Bareilly has been taken away by Chhatrapal Gangwar. If I talk about Badayu, Sangamitra Maurya's ticket has been cancelled. Sangamitra Maurya's has been cancelled. Of course, talking about Pilibhit, it was very much expected. Jitin Prasada wanted to make inroads to Delhi also. Varun Gandhi has now been replaced by Jitin Prasada. It will be Jitin Prasada, who is a minister in the Uttar Pradesh Assembly, also will be fighting from Pilibhit. But, in the family, Menaka Gandhi will be fighting from Sultanpur. So, I don't know how it's going to play out, because few days back, we also saw Samajwadi Party candidate from Pilibhit saying if Varun Gandhi wants to join Samajwadi Party, and fight from Pilibhit, he is happy to step back as well. So I don't know how this will play out, but very interesting that Menaka Gandhi fielded from Sultanpur, but Varun Gandhi's ticket has been cancelled. And of course, Atul Garg, MLA from the Ghaziabad Assembly constituency, will now be fighting for the Lok Sabha seat of Ghaziabad. He's also Minister of State in the Uttar Pradesh Assembly. So yes, a lot of names, new names here, names have been changed, but yes, very interesting to see in this fifth list of BJP.
Right, and Saurabh is also with us from Kolkata. So Saurabh, just looking at, we've been discussing, it's quite a lot of battle of royals there in the East particularly. So West Bengal, you have candidates being announced also for Mahua Moitra's constituency. Your big takeaways from West Bengal?
Well, Vedant, actually, before West Bengal, let's also look at that list from Odisha.
Yes.
And that's also quite interesting because I think Odisha, some along expected lines. In fact, if you look at the list from Odisha, Dharmendra Pradhan has been fielded from Sambalpur as expected. The BJD is likely to field a very well-known leader from there. In fact, it is likely to be BJP versus Dharmendra Pradhan versus Bobby Das, who's also a well-known BJD leader. And therefore, Sambalpur, of course, it now seems to be an interesting contest. Also, you have the Puri seat. And along expected lines, Dr. Sambit Patra being fielded from Puri. Who the BJP BJD candidate is going to be? Well, it could be Arup Patnaik, former Mumbai Police Commissioner. Aparajita Sarangi, again fielded from her old seat of Bhubaneswar. You know, so all of these, and Jewel Oram, again, a senior leader, from the BJP fielded, as expected. You have, from Kalahandi, you have Malvika Keshri Deo. You also have, very interestingly, Jay Panda, who also gets fielded from his old seat, Kendrapara. He's been fighting from that constituency, even in his BJD days, the Biju Janata Dal days.
Yes.
Then you have Aparajita Sarangi from Bhubaneswar, and also, several others. For example, several other names also being announced for several other seats, including Jajpur Rural, and all of, I beg your pardon, from Aksa and Bahrampur, also Koraput. So these are the seats that have been, announced from Odisha. Very interesting contest. Now coming to Bengal. Bengal, of course, along expected lines, I'd see the major shift that's happened is, of course, Dilip Ghosh. Earlier, Dilip Ghosh was MP from Mednipur. He's been shifted to Bardhaman Durgapur. Who's the Bardhaman Durgapur? Earlier, it was SS Aluwalia. He has been replaced by Dilip Ghosh from that seat. But he will be taking on Kirti Azad. Again, a former BJP MP also, and someone who was part of the 1983 World Cup winning team. So Dilip Ghosh is one big change. His seat gets changed. In place of Dilip Ghosh in Mednipur, the BJP has fielded Agnimitra Paul. Agnimitra Paul is an Asansol MLA. Many were expecting that perhaps after the withdrawal of candidature of Pawan Singh, the BJP would have gone with her in that seat, but it's gone with Agnimitra Paul in Mednipur to replace Dilip Ghosh in that seat. Now also you have, as along expected lines, as Maria mentioned, Justice Abhijit Gangopadhyay from Tomluk. He's of course someone who will now be fighting that seat under the tutelage of Shubhendu Adhikari, the leader of opposition. That's Shubhendu Adhikari's stronghold, his family's, bastion, and therefore Justice Abhijit Ganguly being fielded from there. He had just quit the judiciary, Calcutta High Court, a few days ago.
Right.
Apart from other seats, you have some big names in those seats also. Deboshree Chaudhary, who was earlier in Raiganj, now being moved to Kolkata Dokhin, which is Calcutta, Kolkata South.
Mm.
In this seat, the Trinamool has already announced Mala Roy as its candidate, and therefore she will be taking on Mala Roy, so a battle of two women there in Kolkata South. Then you have Amrita Roy in Krishnanagar. Again, a very interesting candidate. Amrita Roy is from the royal family in Krishnanagar. The Krishnanagar royal family is very well known there.
Right.
And she will be taking on Mohua Moitro of the Trinamool Congress, who, as you know, was expelled from parliament. And therefore, again, it's a battle of two women in that seat as well. The other big name that I see is Raju Bista. Now, Raju Bista being fielded from Darjeeling is also quite important, given the fact that there was speculation that the BJP might go for Harshvardhan Shringla, who was the former foreign secretary and, was largely, involved in the G20, summit and its organization. But the BJP has gone with the incumbent Raju Bista, and I don't see Harshvardhan Shringla's name in the list. So these are the interesting, important seats. The rest are, of course, all known names locally. Like Harsha was mentioning, a lot of sort of calculations in those seats. But I've given you a picture of the macro level, seats that are likely to also be described as hot seats.
Okay. Okay, and one of the new faces, among the new faces announced by the BJP, the most interesting perhaps is Kangana Ranaut. And Ghazali, over to you, because, she'll be contesting from Mandi. She was seen at the Ram Temple inauguration as well. And there were all these rumors doing the rounds that she will perhaps get a ticket from Mandi, her home, from a home state. How is this likely to play out? Okay, we seem to have some audio issues with Ghazali. I'll return to you. But Maria, also looking at Maharashtra, because there have been so many marathon meetings, you know, back to back. The BJP has not really announced many names for Maharashtra. You know, there seems to be no consensus as far as the Mahayuti is concerned. What is the road ahead now for the NDA in Maharashtra? Because that seems to be one state which is not as predictable.
Yes. So, Vedant, look. In the state of Maharashtra, there are 23, 24 seats that the BJP will be contesting. They have announced candidates for 20 in the previous list and 3 today. So that goes to around 23. So it is the remaining members or allies of Mahayuti, be it the Shinde Sena or the Ajit Pawar NCP, they have to really sort out their differences and ensure that their seats and the candidates for that is announced. As far as the BJP's part is concerned, they have gone ahead and made that announcement. But again, you know, you were making an interesting point regarding Kangana Ranaut. Kangana Ranaut seen very, very active in the last few years. She had been making some very, very passionate statements with regards to Prime Minister Modi and the right-wing ideology in general. And she being fielded from Mandi isn't much of a surprise. She's quite popular there. But as we have been saying, you know, Vedant, it's the Prime Minister himself who's on the ticket this time. So every vote that is coming for the BJP is coming in the name of brand Narendra Modi. So, you know, be it Kangana Ranaut, who can add perhaps some bit because of her personal acceptability and her popularity. But all these candidates that the BJP has fielded, it is about that one third element that these candidates will bring on the table through their canvassing and door-to-door campaigning. But they realize that the larger umbrella which brings all of them together are the Labharthis of the BJP, of the government under Prime Minister Modi, the very, very several welfare schemes of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, about which the BJP is going all out and talking about it in the context of Viksit Bharat and saying right. that they have roadmap ready if they are voted to power. So I think that personal guarantee with which the BJP has gone, that's the reason why they have repeated a number of candidates. They have also gone and changed a number of candidates. But I would also emphasize on the fact that there is a great degree of demographic balance with almost 20 women candidates who have been fielded in this fifth list.
Right. Ghazali, would you like to add to that?
Yeah, Kangana Ranaut is a surprise pick, and she's being fielded from Mandi Lok Sabha seat. And the Lok Sabha Mandi seat is very interesting. Why? Because the 17 assembly constituencies which come under the Mandi Lok Sabha seat, around 12 or 13 is being represented by BJP. Former Chief Minister Jairam Thakur also represents one of the assembly constituencies. And in 2022's assembly elections, though Congress came to power, but from Mandi Lok Sabha seat, BJP had an impressive performance, and perhaps that is why she has been fielded there. Another interesting fact about Mandi Lok Sabha seat is that Mandi Lok Sabha was being represented by Pratibha Singh, the sitting Congress president, the state Congress chief in Himachal Pradesh. She has now refused that she will not be contesting in this elections. So it will be interesting to see that how or who will be fielded by the Congress party from the Mandi Lok Sabha seat.
Absolutely, that will be interesting to watch out for. And Vasudha, you know, lastly, just as Maria was also pointing out earlier, you know, the entire list and all the previous lists as well, they have the chaap, so to speak, of the high command or of the prime minister, so to speak. You know, whether it is Justice Gangopadhyay, or whether you have, you know, the caste equation being balanced with, you know, the Lingayat strongman Jagdish Shettar being being fielded from Belgaum, whether it is those who have joined the BJP being rewarded. So each and every seat is very carefully thought out.
Absolutely, Vedant, and that is why I think the Maharashtra question still remains unanswered, because like Maria was also saying, while the focus is on what, you know, the others are doing yesterday, like I was saying that, you know, there was a meeting after the long meeting that took place till 1 o'clock between Devendra Fadnavis, Amit Shah at Mr. Shah's residence. So that Mahayuti conundrum has not been resolved yet, because you don't see seats of Mumbai announced yet. We don't know if Poonam Mahajan is contesting again. We don't know who's going to contest from this very prestigious seat of South Mumbai, because that seat is likely to go to MNS, you know, Raj Thackeray, if that alliance works out, because Balnand Kaunkar is somebody who has stood second there, and he, you know, that seat also has a lot of service class Marathi Manus. So BJP have been pursuing that. We still don't know who's going to contest from Mumbai North, because the existing MP Gajanan Kirtikar has already said that he will not contest. We don't know who's going to contest from Thane, because while Shiv Sena wants it, BJP also doesn't want to take it lying down. But like Maria was saying, there are about 25 to 28 seats that the BJP would want to contest. Last time it contested 25. But of course, there's a lot of work that NCP and Shiv Sena will have to do. Eknath led Shiv Sena wants to contest on 13 seats, but none of the allies think that it is capable of doing that. But we do see seats of Vidarbh being announced today. That is 3 seats. Bhandara Gondia is where Praful Patel hails from. That's the only place in Vidarbh where NCP has some presence. It doesn't have Maratha voters. It has only OBC and Kunbi voters. And of course, you have 2 other seats, one from Marathwada and another one from Vidarbh. All of them go vote on the first phase, in the first phase of elections. But clearly, the Maharashtra question is okay. What we will be seeing a lot of action on in the coming days.
Right. Tanish, you wanted to make a quick point about Raebareli. Go ahead.
Yes, of course. You know, around 13 more names in this list by the BJP from Uttar Pradesh, 51 in the very first list. So we'll be expecting 10 more names from in this list. Raebareli is left out. And of course, Kesar Ganj from where Brijbhushan Singh is currently the sitting member of parliament. He's also left out. So of course, the BJP is treading very carefully if we look at it. All eyes will be on the Raebareli seat because, yes, as we know, as we know from our colleagues as well, that BJP is waiting to see who will be put up as a candidate by the Congress in the Raebareli seat. Yes,
absolutely. Yes. So Mara, quickly,
and of course, Kesar Ganj seat, 2 important seats, not in this list.
Right, Mara, quickly, the last, yes, word to you. You know, because we didn't speak much about Naveen Jindal, you know, his last minute entry into the BJP and of course now him being fielded. This also contributes to the narrative, you know, something that Milind Deora also said, that, you know, the Congress has become anti-industrialist or anti-corporate. You know, sort of this narrative also being fueled by Naveen Jindal's entry into the BJP.
Yes, that's right. And minutes after Naveen Jindal joined the BJP, there was a tweet put out by Jairam Ramesh where he said in the last 10 years, he made zero contribution to the party, to the Congress party. But let's not forget that he brings that industrialist heft, which he did give during those several years that he was with the Congress party. He contested for the first time in 2004, went on to win also in the 2009 Lok Sabha elections. And of course, after that, when it was the Modi wave, nobody won, right, in the state of Haryana, either in 2014 or in 2019. And what we have seen is, right, the results. But I think that Kurukshetra constituency becomes interesting. And yes, look, Vedant, you know, we are seeing some very interesting movements here. Just minutes before the party is to release its list of candidates, there is Mr. Jindal who joined.
Absolutely.
Clearly, yeah, he was promised the ticket from Kurukshetra. That's the reason why he joined.
Why he joined last minute.
Sita Sareen quit and she has been fielded again. You know, you have a judge who quit judiciary and joined
and
the BJP.
Yes, immediately after. Absolutely.
So part of BJP strategy and candidate selection.
Sure. Thanks very much all for joining us from across India. So the BJP releasing its 5th list and some very interesting names there.